Okay, I'm going to call the Covering Town Council Workshop Meeting for Monday, February 24, 2020, to order. Kathy, if you do a roll call, please.
Mike Holbrook.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin T. Mooney.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Nancy Capp.
Okay, we've got four present. We do have a quorum. I did get a call from, or a text from Nancy today saying she'd been to the doctor. They evidently manipulated her foot around her where she's in not too good of non-pain condition, so she's not going to be here. Okay, we've got an abbreviated session tonight. I believe you're here to talk about something, though, so we'll go ahead and add you to this.
It's just under the public expression.
Yeah, you want to do that in public expression? We can do that. Okay, Mr. Mooney, if you do an opening prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day to bless us with and the opportunity to be able to gather together to discuss the budget tonight and other things that are happening in our town. I ask that you just lead and guide our discussion and the things that we do be pleasing and honorable to you. In your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Okay, first item on the agenda is public expression. Public expression of any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person in around the town of Cover. We ask that when you step forward, that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. And what the public expression?
Can you do that?
What? Okay.
I'm glad you weren't in that seat.
And my name is Ryan Osborne, and I own a mobile home park here in Coburn. As you're going towards Crab Orchard, there's a couple of go down the hill there. There, a few months ago, or a few months ago, I had a trailer I put in over there, a spot that's been there for in the trailer park for a long time. And I got that. Get in there and set it up, and I got Jeff to come look at it because I didn't have the permit yet. That's it over there. It wouldn't back far enough, so he used his roller tape measure to measure it for me and got me to move it back 5 more foot off the line there. So I took it back down and got it moved back off the line where he told me to move it at and set it up, got it blocked up, here's Doug, and blocked up, strapped down, put water, sewer, and everything hooked up to it. And then I got a call that after that, that I needed to move it. Move it back 20 more feet because of the new law you put in a new trailer park instead of an existing trailer park. And I put in a variance. I talked to a Jibber at the Miners Exchange Bank and the planning committee about applying for a variance to go ahead and be able to rent the trailer out now where it's at. Same spot that it's been at. It's directly right above the sewer that runs up through there. The sewer runs up through there, goes up to the top of the hill to where the three, four other houses are at. And they're tied onto the sewer, it runs through it. And if I have to move that trailer back where he's wanting me to, I'll have to take that sewer line out and move it over and replace it. And then the ones on top of the hill, they'll have no sewer hook up coming across there, but I'd like to keep it where it's at. That's where the sewer goes and the water, and that's just where the spot's always been. And I was just going to see if y'all need any more information or anything that goes to go further with that.
Okay, any questions?
And you've already connected it to the sewer and the water?
Sewer and water, yeah.
Connected it to the meter?
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah. They've not turned it on, and I was connected my service line for my trailer to the meter.
How does that work, Jay?
Oh, you already just got it hooked up on the meter side.
On my side, yes.
Because you don't have it turned on anything.
No.
Are you supposed to hook it up to the meter, or are they supposed to?
Well, he's supposed to hook it up to the side, yeah, the side of the meter.
It's just ready for me to pay the deposit, I guess, and then come out.
How long is the space without a trailer on?
Let's see. Well, see, I bought it from somebody else, but I put a trailer, there's been a trailer on it before, because I've been sitting there for a long time, this wouldn't hook up to power. I think he looked up the previous power records, but so I moved it after, when I got it, I moved the trailer and let it sit there for a while before I moved it down to the low block, where it's at, and it sat there for a while, and I moved it down to the lower block now. Then that one, I moved it in, it sit there a little while before I can move on in, start setting it up.
Okay, but the space where the trailer is now that you're wanting to hook up, how long was that space without a trailer on it? Was there a trailer on it? You moved it off and immediately moved this one on?
You had talked to the people before I owned it about that.
No. My understanding is that you've bought a trailer, correct?
Yeah.
And you're wanting to move it onto a certain location, say right here.
There's no trailer on it. I bought a trailer. When I bought a mobile home park, I moved the trailer onto the mobile home spot that was in it. When I bought it, they used to. Another woman that lived on the top of the hill owned it right before I bought it. And she moved her trailer to Sandy Ridge.
She owned the whole trailer park. She bought her from that trailer.
The biggest known spot on the same trailer park, there's 14 or 12 spots in it, and that's one of the spots.
Now, she had said that the lady that owned the trailer on that spot, she had owned the trailer park?
No, just the trailer.
Oh, just the trailer park.
But back to the question though. Your trailer is right here, and you put it in place to where this trailer was, correct? How long was this trailer gone before this one was moved in?
I don't know.
I thought you bought the trailer and you moved it onto this location.
I did.
So how long was this trailer gone before you put your trailer here?
I had owned the trailer park and that trailer was.
When he bought the trailer park, there was no trailer in this area.
Okay, so you've gone into a space that used to be.
As soon as I bought it, the trailer park, I moved the trailer onto that spot, which was probably 2-3 years ago. I don't know when I bought it. I don't know how long. I mean, if she had moved it off that spot, I'm not sure because it wasn't there when I bought it.
Okay,
so maybe it could have been a year. Could have been.
So there was more than 30 days that there was no trailer in this spot, correct?
Could have been. Like I said, when I bought it, there was no trailer in the spot.
We heard this to Jimmy. It is an approved trailer court to begin with, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And so it being an approved trailer court, it's not like a private property moving in and out of trailers. It changes the rules on it because it's already.
He has to obey by the setback. And the easement,
part of that putting the trailer in,
along with the setbacks.
Right.
So then, the fact that it was a vacant lot for X amount of time would have no bearing in this, correct? Because we do have a 30-day deal. If you have a private lot and you move it off, you've got to move back in within 30 days.
That's the private lot.
So the trailer court supersedes this.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe so.
And in my opinion, it's for sure outside town code, just based on what Jibber's finding is here. And I think he's absolutely correct in his letter as far as that goes. Then the question is whether a variance should be approved, and then obviously whether he meets that standard for a variance or not.
I set it up where he told me to set it up at. I already had it set up. You want me to move it back?
Well, let's backtrack, okay? You're going to say you already had it set up, you did not. When I went out there and looked at it the first time, I set back. We did a setback on it, okay? You scooted back where the setback was. And then I started getting word from Mr. Glover up the road about a right-of-way or an easement through there. So you and I had another conversation. You hold off a little bit and we find out it's easement. Then we talked about that, he's heard that.
It was our setup and everything.
It wasn't set up, there was nothing tied down that trailer. You broke the front, you broke the one end of the trailer off.
There's no tie downs on it, it was blocked.
Exactly.
Exactly.
No, it wasn't, but anyway. Then I told you about the easement, and you have to go back 20 more feet, then you start tying everything down. So hook the sewer up, you hook everything up.
Completely level, you want me to take it back down, and I set it up, rebuild it.
It's not their problem.
Can't keep paying people to help them do this, it's cause you want me to keep setting it up in different spots.
If you moved it back the first time I told you, you'd be in this position.
I did, I moved it back the first time, after you came, you were over tape measures, and told me to move it back, I moved it back. Then you came again, and told me to move it back.
And you have not.
So it being, I wanna back up to make sure before we get, because the variance is asking for putting a mobile home in after the 60-day removal. That's what Jibber's got wrote here. It being a trailer court, it doesn't matter?
If you give me a few minutes, I will get my paperwork. There'll be no guesswork.
Stay there.
I think we would be, adjourned for a few minutes.
No, we'll be.
Just go ahead.
We'll be recessed.
Okay, so recess. Recess is fine.
Here's your hand on that.